The numbers of guest worker visas offered that Selena spoke about there are being hotly debated right now in Washington. The Department of Homeland Security recently announced that they'll essentially double the cap on this year's quota for these H-2B non-agricultural visas with an increase of 15,000 a year. But many think that increase is just too little too late.
So, Lauren, why the increase?
So the department says they're reserved for businesses that would suffer, quote unquote, irreparable harm without them. And that's because there aren't enough qualified or willing workers here in the U.S. to do these jobs. But I also spoke with an economist here who says that it's not quite that simple. Timothy James is a research professor in the Department of Economics at the W.P. Carey School of Business here at ASU. And he says many of the people who come to the U.S. on these non-agricultural visas are brought here to work in hotels or restaurants. So they need to speak English, and they're often from Eastern European countries. So I asked him why he thinks the federal government is increasing these visas now.
The White House has made a big difference in terms of the willingness to enforce legislation around undocumented immigrants who are already in the country and deport them effectively. There's been a big upsurge in sort of that. There's also a reduction in terms of the number of people, I think, who are trying to illegally cross the border. So there's been a curtailment in terms of the number of people who could do these jobs who were undocumented within the country. And inevitably, there were some people doing these jobs who are undocumented. And I also think there's another funny thing which has reduced that population of people as well, which is that if you are undocumented, you're much more likely not to want to do a role where you become more visible. And these people are more visible in the sense that they are involved in jobs where they do communicate with people, and therefore they can be identified by law enforcement more easily. And so that people have stopped, even if they haven't been subject to some kind of deportation process, a lot of people within the undocumented community are no longer willing to do jobs where they raise their profile to some extent. These are raised profile type jobs. So there's a lot of people there who've disappeared from the labor market to do these jobs. And I think that there's then a pressure from the employers to fill jobs. And this is where I think the administration's realized that it needs to relax some of the constraints in terms of the numbers of people who can legally take these jobs as part of the guest workers program.
Right. And so the Department of Homeland Security said in their statement about this that they have to do this because there aren't enough willing workers already here in the U.S. Some people have said this is because, you know, college kids do internships instead of taking summer jobs at a hotel or a restaurant or something like that. Is that not the case, you don't think?
I mean, there are sort of various groups of people who do these jobs. There's definitely sort of the legal community, as it were, people who are legally here, born here, you know, and that group of people, I think, have increasing expectations of doing jobs which involve more skills, let's say, than some of these sort of customer service type jobs. And so there's not really a supply of people there, a willing supply of people from that group. But as I was saying before, I think the other thing is there are a group of people who would be in the illegal community, the undocumented immigrants within the United States who are also not willing to do these jobs now. So there's kind of double whammy, as it were, with nobody really being interested in doing these jobs. So then you need a third group, which is this group of people who come as guest workers for relatively short periods of time but do jobs which people are either unwilling or unable to do who are currently in the communities.
Yeah. So it sounds like this has become a pretty sharp need that there are not enough workers here to fill these jobs for various reasons. Do you think that 15,000 is enough?
I think it's a fairly arbitrary figure. What really happens in a kind of labor market context is you want the market to work its way out. You know, the natural way in which markets work their way out and get to an equilibrium is for the price of things to change. So maybe one of the other things which will adjust a year a little bit will be the cost of labor. In other words, what people get paid to do these jobs needs to go up a little bit to induce people who are currently able but unwilling to do the job because they think the wage rates are too low to sort of join the labor force and be willing to do these jobs together with this group of people. Maybe that will be enough to plug the gap between supply and demand, because at the moment I think demand is in excess of the level of supply.
And what about here in Arizona? We hear a lot here about agricultural guest worker programs. Are these non-agricultural workers as big of an effect here?
I think there's some effect, but I don't think it's as big here because we're relatively small in terms of the context of the nation as a whole. So out of 15,000, we're going to get maybe a few hundred if we're sort of thinking about this here in terms of the number of people who are going to come on H-2B visas and work in the tourism leisure industry within Arizona itself. I think the other thing here is we do have quite a large student population, and I think that student population is sort of in town, as it were, when the peak tourist season is in operation in the state, because we're more oriented towards the winter months here rather than the summer months. So I don't think really it's as that important in Arizona as it would say be in Florida, California, some of the other states where there's more tourism activity in the summer.
All right. Timothy James is a senior sustainability scientist and a research professor with the Department of Economics at the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU. Timothy, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
No problem.